This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On your mind is on the radio. That's right. That's right. And we have lots of weather reports. I'll sum it up with this. It's still winter. And
you're a genius.
A lot of wind coming, which will make
things
a little...
Doesn't wait all morning to say that one.
A little nasty, but it is, after all, winter. Just wanted to make sure this just in, it's still winter.
To clarify.
And we get the, yeah, we're clarifying it's winter. And
This is your first one. This is typical.
Exactly. Pretty much par for the course. Not much new under the sun, folks, when it comes to winter. Anyway, I'm hearing something in my ear. Where was I?
Hopefully so yourself.
The snow that we have on the eastern end of the state is very light and fluffy right now. And therefore, when the winds roll in, it could be a little ugly on the eastern half of the state. Todd, you're just going to get the cold and the wind, but you don't have as much snow to blow around. So,
right.
There you go.
Well, we just have some light and fluffy snow. So we're, to a lesser extent than the valley, yeah, we're going to be kind of in that boat of a lot of blowing snow stuff, so your visibility may be limited. The commute may be a little icky, but...
All right. I'm going to get right to it here. We have a busy show today. We have Mike Lindell at the bottom of the hour, the founder, the inventor of MyPillow, just celebrated an incredible 10-year milestone of being sober, drug-free, alcohol-free. This guy, you can't believe what he was going through while he was building this company, and he's just got an amazing story, so I hope it inspires you like it does me. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford going to check in for an update on the administration's priorities in the legislative session. We'll look forward to that conversation. Governor Burgum last night making the pitch once again for the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library. We'll talk about that. And then Congressman Kelly Armstrong will have an update. There's some votes in the Senate tomorrow on different proposals to reopen the government. I think the president's bent over backwards. Of course, after Senate action, they go to the House. We'll talk with him about that. And looking forward to the conversation. The House Democrats are talking about their plan today, so we have a lot to talk about. What I want to do at the start here for the first part of the program, if you missed it, I think you'll enjoy this. If you didn't, I think you'll appreciate hearing it again and maybe picking up on a couple of things that were brought up. Nick Sandman is the now famous Make America Great red hat wearing high school student from Covington Catholic School in Kentucky. That is world famous thanks to a confrontation provoked by a Native American elder who wants you to believe that he is a Vietnam vet, which he wasn't, which is, just there peacefully protesting, which he's been part of all kinds of, professional protests. So, you just got to Google this guy and you know where this story is. But the media is infatuated with him. And the narrative the media has written is, students bad, Native American elder good. Now, if you watch the actual footage from the event, which you've no doubt heard about now, you know that not to be true. But they don't care. So Savannah Guthrie from NBC News, the Today Show today, interviewed this young man. What do you think the very first question she asked him was, Todd? Any idea? I mean, if you're interviewing this kid, you know about all the controversy, what's the first thing you're going to ask him? Did I stump you? How about you, Kevin?
Sorry, somebody was calling my cell phone trying to get on the show, and I was trying to reassure him that we'd love to have you on the show. Yeah, but
just got to call a different number. So first question, so Todd didn't hear the question. I'll give it to you, Kevin. What is the first question he asked? My question would be like, I guess, bring me there. What were you thinking?
Yeah, it would be, so tell me what happened.
Were you
what,
frightened? I mean, kind of get the story out of him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Todd, how about you? Similar? You asked this youngster?
Give me the question again, please. Sorry.
The question was, what would the first question you'd ask this kid? Nick Salmon, the kid that was famous.
Is he sick and tired of the media barrage right about now?
Yeah, I mean, is that death threats, everything else? Another good question.
I'm going to get it wrong? Yeah, exactly. How's media changed your life?
All right, so let's listen to what the first question was. First, there's a little setup here, and just count the amount of times you sort of roll your eyes with the bias, too. I have a long list there, but here we go. Let's go to this.
And now to our exclusive interview with Nicholas Salmon, the Kentucky high school student at the center of this now infamous encounter with a Native American elder. Over the past few days, NBC News has sat down with Nathan Phillips three times and heard his side of the story. And now for the first time, the 16-year-old is saying what he saw.
Okay, first of all, anybody catch that? NBC News has sat down with Mr. Phillips three times. Oh, I see. And so we better do him one. See, that's what they call fair and balanced news coverage, I guess, at NBC.
Wonder if Mr. Phillips sought them out.
Part of the reason
call their coverage fair and balanced.
Part of the reason they had to call him three times to be on the show is because his story kept changing. You know, and we'd get footage and go, wait a minute, that's not how it happened. Anyway, back to the interview. Listen to the first question. Wait for it. It's coming here.
Do you feel from this experience that you owe anybody an apology? Do you see your own fault in any way?
Isn't that rich?
Wow.
Do you see your own faults? You think you owe anybody an apology? You know, you want to go, lady, have you watched the video? You even with facts can't get this back to fair and balanced. Try and, you know, some measure of journalistic standards. Now, I thought this young man answered the question very well. Here's what he said.
As far as standing there, I had every right to do so. My position is that I was not disrespectful to Mr. Phillips. I respect him. I'd like to talk to him. I mean, in hindsight, I wish we could have walked away and avoided the whole thing. But I can't say that I'm sorry for listening to him and standing there.
This morning, 16-year-old Nick Salmon standing by his actions in this moment gone viral. The junior at Kentucky's Covington Catholic High School, now the face of this Lincoln Memorial confrontation with Native American elder Nathan Phillips.
Once again.
What's it been like to be at the center of the storm?
About time you asked that question. You're in the middle of all this controversy. What's it like? He created the controversy. He lied. They put out a selected, edited video of 20 seconds and tried to scam you, and all of you media types took it hook, line, and sinker. The other thing she continues is, oh, he's standing by his story, because he shouldn't, right?
What did he do?
He really should back down. He stood there!
He stood there and smiled.
And by the way, he explains the smile, too. Here's more. We'll just let this go for a bit.
Well, it's weird to see your face on television. I've been reading a lot. And, you know, I've also been getting a lot of messages from people, both support and a lot of hateful things.
Salmon and dozens of his classmates had just finished attending an anti-abortion March for Life rally when they converged with five Hebrew Israelites, a radical movement that is growing more militant, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center.
They started shouting a bunch of, homophobic, racist, derogatory comments at us.
What kinds of things did you hear them say?
I heard them call us incest kids, bigots, racists. They called us
a bunch of incest babies,
a bunch of child molesting.
Did you feel threatened at all?
I definitely felt threatened.
There were more of you than them, but you felt like they were stronger?
They were a group of adults, and I wasn't sure what was going to happen next.
It's unclear from the videos who actually started the confrontation.
No, it's not! Savannah Guthrie?
Wow. Yeah.
It's unclear who started. In fact, you've got video where somebody's saying, look at those guys, look at those kids over there with Make America Great Hats again. Then they headed over there to start this. Who started the confrontation? Ridiculous.
Where is the story on these Hebrew Israelites, too, and what kind of...
Did you hear what they said?
Crazy freaks, these guys. These people
are. These
are
kids. What kind of a human being yells at a child, you're an incest baby?
Yeah, unreal.
Yeah, I was going to say, stay classy.
And you know what? The media is taking their side. Well, they're standing by their story. Are you sorry? Are you what? This is the garbage, folks, you get from mainstream media. It's pure garbage. It's just a it's a propaganda channel is all it is. And the video in this one exposes them for what they are. We don't have to say he said, she said. You could see it. Okay, here's more. Don't go away.
Each side believes it was the first to be taunted. Sandman says his chaperone gave students permission to shout school chants, an attempt, he says, to drown out the Hebrew Israelites.
Do you think it was a good idea to start chanting back at the protesters?
In hindsight, I wish we had just found another spot to wait for our buses. But at the time, being positive seemed better than letting them slander us with all of them.
I love this kid. I love this kid. I mean, he is wise beyond his years. He's doing a marvelous job. This woman has interviewed zillions of people. She's very savvy at it. And he is just destroying her with the facts. With the facts. 100% the facts. You know, and by the way, it's unclear which side was telling the truth. Listen to what the other guy said and called these kids. And now you tell me who has the most integrity in this debate. Are you going to believe people that called, you know, kids what they called them? We have more of this great example of the media bias that exists today when we continue.
Matt, the pizza guy here for Pizza Corner Pizza. We've tag-teamed with Outdoor Bound TV host Kurt Walbeck to give away an unforgettable trip for two with you. Right, Kurt?
That's right, Matt. One lucky winner will get the opportunity to fish with the Outdoor Bound TV crew on famous Devil's Lake next winter. All of the fishing equipment and accommodations are provided. You just show up ready to fish. But there's only one way that you can win.
And that's by visiting PizzaCornerPizza.com. Must be age 18 to register.
Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to health care or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On your mind, 20 past the hour. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you very much, folks. Busy show today. Mike Lindell of MyPillow coming up here in a little bit. Gosh, he's fun. We're going to congratulate him on a huge 10-year milestone, personal milestone, and just took on some demons and won. It's really cool. The Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, Brent Sanford, updates the administration's priorities in the legislative session, and also Congressman Kelly Armstrong coming up on the program, brought to you in part by our friends at Go Wireline today. 200 years combined experience in the wireline industry means if you need wireline, call them. They'll go. You call, they'll go. Dickinson and Williston location, 701-572-0886. Great place to work, too. We are nearing a sellout on the Midnight Sun Tour to Norway. I want to tell you about that as well. And my friend Carol Juven has put together the greatest ever. I mean, I can't even wait to get to this. I can't say them, but I think it's Lofoten Islands. Lofoten. I usually mess that up. But these, if you've seen pictures of the Lofoten Islands, you're not even going to believe the beauty. You're just going to be like transported into this, you know, unbelievable scenery and incredible. And there's Bergen and there's Stavanger, and there's Voss, and there's Stalheim, and there's the Flam Railroad, and there's all kinds of fjords and ferries, and it's just a dream trip. It really is. I was there 2 years ago, and I still pinch myself. January 15th through the 30th, Norway at its very best. Norway at its very best with our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. Come along. You'll have a blast. And if you have any questions, I'll put you in touch with somebody that's been on the trip before so they can tell you themselves. You don't have to take it from me. 701-237-9000. 701-237-9000 is the telephone number. Okay? Let's see here. Craig and Moorhead wanted to weigh in on the story. I have some more of the interview I'm going to play here for you, but I'll give you a chance to weigh in at 258-0550 on what's on your mind. Go ahead, Craig.
Scott, this story, when it first came out, I was one of the ones that jumped to conclusions, and so a lot of people are apologizing now. Some aren't. Last night on WDY News, they ran a canned story that they went over to the diocese or Shanley High, and they asked them if they'd be attending any more of these March of Lights in view of what happened. And by yesterday morning, we already knew there was way more to the story. And then the canned part stops, and Dana Mock says some of these students might be looking at getting expelled. I'm paraphrasing, but what is going on over there? The story changed. It's way more than the story, but they still went with it like it was still on Sunday, for crying out loud. It was despicable.
Good point. They must have gotten the news by Pony Express over there, and by you know, next week this time they'll have the actual video that, you know, is on a computer. And you know, Dana reads it. It isn't Dana's deal, but somebody in the newsroom is, you know, you've got news director over there that's very biased, and you know, newsrooms are filled with liberals. That's just the bottom line truth. That's what happens there. But that's unforgivable. That's sloppy work there when you don't have the whole story. Go ask them if they're going to go again. Why wouldn't Shanley go again? What would this event make them not want to go? Craig,
he's gone.
Heard a real weird beep beep beep, and then no more Craig. I'll try John on the road in South Dakota. Go ahead, John.
Hey, you know. First, I want to clarify something, that American Indian bought and paid for protester never said he was a Vietnam vet. He said he was a Vietnam era vet. The news media's grabbed the Vietnam vet thing and are pushing it. So that's what I heard. The other thing that I heard, and
I don't know that that's true. I think he had to clarify that later, but okay. Because I saw a lot of interviews of this guy. And he was cleaning that up. So that, you know,
get to my main point is,
yeah.
I also heard that these kids did not buy these MAGA hats. I heard that they were given to them. Now, in the last couple of years, I've become so cynical with everything. I'm actually beginning to believe that this was a whole setup. This whole thing was set up. The black Israelis just happened to be there. The American Indian protester just happened to be there, and the cameras just happened to be there. I believe these kids were set up.
Well, I don't doubt they were set up, and I don't doubt that, you know, there's somebody on tape saying, "We got it. You got what you need? I got it." I mean, there were all the cameras all over. It was classic No Dapple all over again. Made for TV victim videos is what it was.
The last thing I have is for all of you Democrats that continue to support these liberals that are in Congress that are allowing this to happen and not reining in their fake news and encouraging this stuff, this is on you. All this stuff that's happening is on you. I can see that the Gen Xers and stuff may have been programmed in school, but for those of the older group that vote Democrat just because that they've always done, if you can't see what's happening to your country and your Democrat Party, you're a fool, and you need to not vote anymore. This is on you.
Interesting. I appreciate the call. Thank you for that and the comment, John. I'm going to run more of the interview now. Somebody just texted that you were just cut off by weather and ads. I don't know which station, so I would need to know which station, and then we'll check into that.
Find out. I think Dustin is dealing with a couple of things with a router or something.
All right.
We're working on it.
You got a router. You get your router, which goes to your gizmo and goes to your, yeah.
It's a flux capacitor.
Yeah, the flux capacitor, yeah. All right, more of the interview, more of this fair, balanced, just a journalistic standard interview of Savannah Guthrie and Nick Sandman, the young man from Covington High School. Here we go.
These things. So I wish we could have walked away.
Did anyone shout any insults back or any racial slurs back at the group?
We're a Catholic school, and it's not tolerated. They don't tolerate racism, and none of my classmates are racist people.
Did anyone say build the wall?
I never heard anyone say build the wall, and I don't think I've seen it in any videos.
After a review of the videos, NBC News could not hear anyone shouting that hot-button phrase. But Nathan Phillips claims he heard the team shout, build the wall.
How many times?
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Oh, I heard that.
Phillips was with a group of Native Americans coming from an Indigenous Peoples March when he can be seen walking between the students and the protesters.
I intervened, and things just escalated from there.
I mean, how many times does this guy have to lie before you stop believing him? One on build the wall, build the wall, build the wall. Oh, it's not on tape. Everything's on tape. You hear everything. And it's
when
not
did that
there.
Become a racist slogan in the first place? Let's say they were chanting build the wall. When did that become racism?
Fair point. But my point is it was part of this narrative that these kids are chanting, build the wall, and there's a big mob on them, and here they're going after them, and it's not on the tape. It didn't happen. So now she has to say it's inconclusive. That it didn't happen. But this guy says it did happen. Well, how many times did he believe
it? Did?
And by the way, what was his narrative? How did he become internet famous? All those TV interviews over the weekend that these kids confronted him and there was this big mob. Now he changed the story for her to say, well, he intervened. He was getting between the two groups and trying to, I noticed, banging the drum literally inches from the kid's nose. Can't make it up. You really can't make it up. Tom in West Fargo wants to talk about the weather, though.
Oh, this is just real quick, Scott. I know you've got a break coming up here. You were taken out by the ad and the ads on the station in Fargo.
We heard that. Yeah, we got that up there. I think they're working on it right now. But thank you, Tom, for that.
Okay,
we're working on getting it fixed. You're looking out for us. I don't know what happened. Some flux capacitor, a gizmo router. Doohickey.
Was
the reason. Exactly right. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. We will talk with Mike Lindell when we come back. I didn't get to all that interview. I've got about half of it, so we'll play more of it as we go throughout the program today and give you a textbook bias.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 43rd annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 22nd through August 6th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the partial federal government shutdown continues, FBI officials are saying a lack of money is compromising some major investigations. Top Coast Guard officials are expressing dismay that their personnel are not being paid. And though Democrats are sure to make sure they don't pass, the White House is still pushing the Senate to act on the president's proposal that could end the shutdown. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says,
the plan that the president laid out has come from a number of meetings that the president's had with both Republicans
Republicans and Democrats. The plan includes things that Democrats have specifically said they wanted to see, things we know that they want.
Los Angeles public school teachers going back to the classrooms today, ending a strike after an overwhelming approval of the agreement it reached with the school district. The teachers get a 3% raise this year and a 3% retroactive pay hike. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Oh, I'm clearing my throat on the radio now. That's nice, isn't it? Hi there. Yeah. Right back at you. What's on your mind? Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. North Dakota Safety Council has a big event coming up February 18th and 19th, 2 days pre-conference, and February 20th through the 22nd, Bismarck Event Center. What is it? Quite simply, the biggest safety event North Dakota holds every single year. 46th Annual Safety and Health Conference. 16 pre-conference sessions, 3 first-class keynotes, 88 breakout sessions, amazing hands-on training using multi-story custom-built training props in the arena of the event center, construction, manufacturing, oil and gas, whatever industry you're in, utilities, healthcare, agriculture, government, transportation, you name it, if you're in safety, this is the event to be at. Register now at ndsc.org. We're getting close to that early bird rate ending January 25th, ndsc.org. 27 before the top of the hour. Please welcome to What's on Your Mind our friend, the inventor, the founder of MyPillow, Mike Lindell. Hey, Mike, welcome back.
Hey, Scott. Great to be back. I just found out this morning, do you know you're the first radio station ever that MyPillow took on in-house?
Is that right?
Yeah. Jessica just told me that. I told her I was coming on air, and she says, yeah, they were our first one ever.
And, you know, I think I've told you this before, but I can't go anywhere for a remote broadcast or an event or whatever where people don't come up and say, boy, I'm so glad you told me about MyPillow. Love it. Changed my life. You know, everything's better. It's fantastic. You know, a lot of stories about I got one for every room at the lake. And, you know, we appreciate that relationship. That's fantastic. And that is wonderful. We work with a lot of clients direct, and we have a vast audience, and it's magic. Put it together, and, you know, we can do some great things. So I want to talk a little bit about my favorite pillow on the face of the earth for sure. But first, I have to congratulate you on this incredible 10-year milestone. And I know when you beat something as evil and vile and awful as an addiction, every day makes a difference, right? It's literally one day at a time. But to get to 10 years is quite the milestone. So congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Scott. It's been quite a journey. 10 years ago on January 16, 2009, where I quit crack cocaine, alcohol, everything overnight. God freed me of all those addictions and all those desires. And I knew all along the MyPillow was just a platform for a much bigger purpose. And to see it come into that purpose now is amazing.
No, I, first of all, we should remind people what you did overcome in the way of that. And, you wake up every day with a absolute overwhelming desire, for, you know, that substance, right?
Right. It was, yeah, it was, uh, converse, you know, I was a 20-year cocaine addict, and then I switched to crack cocaine in the early 2000s. And it was 10 years of crack cocaine and then and plus alcohol mixed in there. And it was it's a horrific drug. Well, all drugs are. But they, I was free to the desire. And, you know, a couple months after that, and back in 10 years ago, I did go to our church. It was a faith-based treatment center there to find out why I was addicted in the first place. And that really helped me, and it planted seeds to where I'm at now, this recovery network I'm going to be launching, and it's going to help the whole country.
Yeah, we've talked a little bit about that. I'm curious to get an update on that as well. So, you know, you're using a term I haven't really heard a lot in the addiction community before, or when you discuss this, and that's freed of the desire, because that's the real thing, right? I mean, that's what you know, the addiction or the disease is, that desire in you to, even though you know you're hurting yourself, even though you know you're hurting your family and, you know, your life and everything else, you do it, right? That's what you got to be freed of.
Well, that, number one, I don't believe it's a disease, and I'm trying to take shame out of addiction. People that are addicted, addictions, their seeds are planted in childhood. Mine was a divorce going back to, I was 7 years old back when divorces weren't common, and you get into fatherlessness, and that's why you have so much in the cities and stuff. You have with the fatherlessness and then trauma, you know, veterans that would become addicted. They've had so much trauma. And so you need to get those. That's why faith-based treatment centers are the best in the world. They secular treatment centers do not work. I don't believe in them. They just shame you more and say, oh, you've hurt your parents. You've hurt your kids. You spent all your money. Well, then you get out of there and you feel worse than when you went in. And now you don't have your drugs to mask the pain. And, you know, to me, drugs and alcohol and stuff and things like that, are the addictions are masked for pain. And if you get the pain, it's one thing to get the desire gone, but the desire, mine was a miracle, freed of the desire, but I also had to go back in. It's a twofold thing where you need to go in and you need to address why you were an addict in the first place. You weren't born an addict. I don't believe that. I don't believe it's a, I don't believe that disease thing you see on TV, like addiction's a disease, go in and get a shot, you know. You know, the people that believe that, they take drugs to cover, to mask drugs, such as Suboxone to cover heroin. I don't believe in that. You need to get freed of the desire, and you need to get find out why you were an addict in the first place, and replace that with God, with Jesus. And these faith-based treatment centers here, they're the best in the world. Teen Challenge, Union Gospel, Salvation Army. You're an addict. You go in there, and I'm telling you, the success rate's like 80-some%. It's amazing.
It is. What is the, in your mind, the best advice you'd give folks to get to that point of freeing yourself of the desire? What tripped it for you?
You need to, for one thing, you need hope. And my recovery network I have coming out is going to give people hope. But everybody out there right now knows people that have died from this terrible opiate addiction that's going on, this opiate epidemic. And with that, what you need to look at the hope. People see me all the time, and they don't talk about my pillow to me. They talk about, wow, you beat your addictions, your redemption and your salvation, all these things that in my transformation. Well, that's a hope, but you know what? Knowing somebody that's like you or closer in age that, you know, this happened, how did he get through it? How did they make it through? Look at these. Well, if you're an addict out there, look at these centers that you like, your Teen Challenge, Salvation Army, Union Gospel. And a lot of them go, oh, they're long. You've got to stay in there long term. It's 6 months or 8 months, whatever. Well, you know what? It's like being an apprentice. You're going in there and you're learning life again. You're learning life skills, things that you're going to come out and you're not going to have these triggers that are going to set you to a relapse. You know, there's more than just, people don't just drink alcohol because it tastes good. It's lousy tasting in its raw form. They're doing it for the effect of, and these drugs to mask pain and stuff. So you need hope. You need hope, and you need to know that it can be beat. And then prayer, the power of prayer and the power of having that hope that it can be done. And how did they get through it? If you got a neighbor, you know someone that's made it through, and you're, let's say you're a 22-year-old opiate addict, that's what my network's going to do. I'm going to have stories of hope all over the, where you put in your age and your addiction, and all these stories come down just like you that made it through. And then you're going to go, wow, they all, I'm a 22-year-old opiate addict might not relate to a 50-year-old meth addict. You know, the closer you get to a match, and they've made it through, it gives you hope. Like for me, Scott, back in the day, my friend came to me. He had been freed of addiction for 3 years, and he came to me in the December, 1 month before I quit, and he was my equal. We both did cocaine at the same, started at the same time. We had switched to crack at the same time. Same age, everything. And he, and I trusted his opinion. I said, Dick, is it boring? He said, no, man, it ain't boring. And I know that works with the addicts. They need to know that they can beat it and that it's, that there's hope. And they need to know they're not a bad person. I'll tell you, an addict, addiction's a lot of work. I want to say this too. Any addict out there, addiction is the hardest work there is. Life gets so much easier when you're not addicted and you're freed from that. You can get, like people say to me all the time, oh, Mike, you're working all the time, blah, blah, blah. No, the work was when I was addicted, because you're making promises that you mean at the time, and then you can, and then you can't keep them, and then it makes you even feel worse inside, and all these pains. You need to know where the, you know, to learn to go to these, you know, to get the help where you can find out why you're addicted in the first place, and then get those pains addressed, get those things, those triggers addressed. A lot of it, even Scott, is unworthiness. For me, I had a, I got moved into a new school. It was a fear of rejection. It was unworthiness. So I would, I started out just using to fit in, or to try and, you know, to be able to talk to people, or to be able to, think that I need that to do things. And that's the devil's lie there. And then it just, it manifests into more pain, because you get, you know, it becomes a big snowball and it just keeps getting worse.
I believe stories are the most powerful way to inspire people to change their life, and I think your story is one. I think the recovery network that you're doing is a fabulous idea. I love the idea of tying it to an age and, you know, the type of addiction, and put it in a form that, you know, that generation will actually consume, and in a little YouTube video or whatever. I think it's fantastic.
Right.
You're doing so much great work, and of course the foundation as well, I know, helping a lot of people. So creating and building the most wonderful pillow on the planet Earth. Isn't that fabulous? What a story. What a great American story.
Well, thanks, Scott. It's been surreal. I always knew that it was that the pillow was just a platform for a much bigger thing, and I got a book coming out hopefully in a few months here that's going to help people, give them hope, and all that money's going to go to, most of that money's going to go to run the foundation and the network, so there's not overhead there for when people do donate and to help. 100% of the money will go right to the vetted need. So a lot of things going on, but they
the mattress topper is catching fire too, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing right now going. The mattress topper is changing people's lives just like my pillow did, and that's right now. I can't keep up. I mean, it's been just everybody, because now I reverse engineered that just like I did the pillow. What makes a good mattress topper? What makes a good mattress? And reverse engineer starts with my pillow, solid piece of patented foam. Then you've got a phase change, or another layer that's a phase change material that takes away the pressure points. And then I have the patented cover, which gets you in the right temperature for your delta sleep. And it's just, it's amazing. Absolutely
great,
amazing.
Great reviews from our listeners, and online you can see them as well. 800-506-9028, promo code Scott. Get 30% off of two pillows. Your standard MyPillow is free with that, too. Or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Mike, God bless you, sir. Thank you so much. We'll talk again soon.
All right. God bless, Scott. See you. Bye.
The one and only Mike Lindell. Great, great entrepreneur. Friend of the president's. Friend of the show. More after this.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Going once, going twice, sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best EDpill.com. That's THEBESTEDpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? 11 before the top of the hour, brought to you part today by MBI Energy. You know they were voted the best place to work in the oil patch? Berkeley Oil and Gas awarded them the Safety Excellence Award because MBI makes your safety the top priority. Amazing what they do. In fact, I've been on their training center where they actually take new drivers on a course to encounter exactly what they will in the oil field. On this course, so they're you know, in other words, instructors are there, they're doing it, and they don't leave until they're perfect. Best in class. Best in class. Good stuff. And of course, excellent pay, great benefits, top tier training, and even employee housing available in some places, and opportunity for advancement. Sign-on bonus, a lot of great things. Right now, looking for diesel mechanics. Day shift in Belfield, night shift in Kildare, Ross, and Watford City. Truck drivers, Class A CDL oil truck in Belfield, Kildare, Ross, and Watford. Water truck drivers, same. Flatbed truck drivers in Kildare and Watford. Hot oil truck drivers in Kildare and Watford. and hotshot drivers in Watford City, Supervac Kildare in Watford City, and winch truck drivers Kildare in Watford City. MBI Energy Services.com. MBI Energy Services.com or call them at 844 MBI Jobs. 10 before the top of the hour. Oh, I'm always invigorated chatting with Mike Lindell. Enjoyed it very much. What a good man. What a great product. What a great entrepreneur. What a great story. It just is really amazing. It's certainly a lot of fun. He's doing some really good things, too. He buys one of those MyPillows, and he puts it to work in a big way, helping folks. So interested in more of his recovery network, and we'll follow that. Keep tabs on that. So we started today by playing some clips of an interview that Savannah Guthrie did on the Today Show with Nick Sandman, the young man from Covington High School that was in this now world-famous event on the Capitol or Memorial, Lincoln Memorial steps. We'll play some more of the interview here. Some of your questions before our chat with Mike had to do with the Make America Great Again hat and how that came to be, and he addresses that. So let's listen to more here.
Phillips says he was trying to defuse the tense situation. Sandman says he was confused about Phillips' motives and why he was there.
At first, we were unsure of whether he was trying to join in and drum to our chants or what he was doing.
Did you feel like he was trying to get somewhere else to go toward the Lincoln Memorial?
I'm not sure where he wanted to go. And if he wanted to walk past me, I would have let him go.
In that moment, he's looking at you, you're looking at him. What's going through your mind?
I wanted the situation to die down, and I just wish she would have walked away. But I knew as long as I kept my composure and didn't do anything that he might perceive as aggressive or elevation of the conflict, that it would hopefully die.
Why didn't you walk away?
Well, now I wish I would have walked away. I didn't want to be disrespectful to Mr. Phillips and walk away if he was trying to talk to me, but I was surrounded by a lot of people I didn't know that had their phones out, had cameras, and I didn't want to bump into anyone or seem like I was trying to do something.
The center of the firestorm, what critics characterize as a smirk on Sandman's face, some saying it was an attempt to stare down Phillips. What do you think that looks like?
I see it as a smile saying that this is the best you're going to get out of me. You won't get any further reaction of aggression, and I'm willing to stand here as long as you want to hit this drum in my face.
What some people see is a young kid with a smirk on his face.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say for people who see that and are making a judgment about who you are?
I'm going to gag. I'm going to gag right now from this.
And how about puppies and kitties?
This stupid question. She's talking to a kid, for crying out loud.
Wow.
This guy is however old he is, 70-some years of age, whatever, you know, a Native American elder. And the bad guy is the kid. And you heard him. I didn't think it was a smirk. I'm just trying to kind of hold it together. I think this kid is wise beyond his years. It's unbelievable. A lot of kids would have been a little dopey in that situation. Fantastic. Anyway, here's his answer to her stupid question.
Well, people have judged me based off one expression, which I wasn't smirking, but people have assumed that's what I have. And they've gone from there to titling me and labeling me as a racist person, someone that's disrespectful to adults, which they've had to assume so many things to get there without consulting anyone that can give them the opposite story.
You looked at that video and thought about how it felt from the other's perspective. In other words, there were a lot of you, a handful of the others. Do you think they might have felt threatened by a bunch of young men kind of beating their chests?
Oh, my gosh. Can you believe this? You know, there was a lot of you. They're high school kids.
Somebody must have been triggered.
Oh, Mary and Bismarck.
Besides me.
Heard that word.
Mary, can you make sense of all this for me? Mary and Bismarck,
well,
you're next.
I've just got one quick comment. I mean, the kid was smiling. That's my exact same smile. I've seen other pictures of this kid, and he doesn't have the best teeth, and I don't either. I don't have a big grinning smile or whatever. My smile might look like a smirk to somebody else, too.
Yeah. Interesting point on the teeth, that maybe just a fallback for him to
Well, I mean, it's just silly. I mean, it's a smile. Get over it.
And, you know, four interviews with the Native American elder and one with the student, but the student gets drilled and we believe everything the Native American elder says. Look, I don't care if he's red, white, pink, or blue. What's the truth? Let's get to it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieFlagPoleGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email Jim at IndieFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Hi, this is Scott Hedden. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.